Let us pray. God of all creation, we pray for the world, especially for those countries beset by conflict and the terrible legacy of war and its generational suffering. In particular, we pray for the people of Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, Sudan, Syria, Myanmar, Yemen, and every place where suffering is caused by conflict. We pray that political and military leaders will place the integrity of human life above national ideologies or the narratives of revenge. And we pray that aid may be able to reach those areas and sections of the population by whom it is most needed. May all those societies crushed by the horror of conflict be pacified, not by the weight of military power, but by the grace of those who work for just peace. And may the terror of conflict be replaced by the heavenly shalom of justice and reconciliation. We pray for our nation as we contemplate the pending summer and reflect on the experience thus far of bushfires and their devastating impact. May we at last not merely understand but truly appreciate the connection between climate change and the destructive events we have already witnessed. And may we reorient our way of life toward the preservation of God's good creation and living within the limits of our participation within that creation. May we also understand that we are not above or beyond the natural world, but embedded within and dependent upon it. We pray for our community, for the rich network of human connections that sustain our daily lives, for the often unseen labors of those who work, whose work underpins our standard of living, and for the often unregarded parks and waterways and green spaces that ensure we are not condemned to live in soulless concrete jungles. May we appreciate the many small mercies and blessings by which we are surrounded, and may we seek always to bring into the scope of this privilege those who are left out or unregarded. Merciful Lord, we pray for your church, the body of Christ, for the church throughout the world, for the Uniting Church in Australia, for your community of faith here at Heathmont. May your judgment of love speak to us that we may proclaim the good news of your salvation into all the realities of the world and be an embodied presence of your call to peace, compassion, and a place for all within the orbit of your grace. God of hope and healing, we pray for all those who are suffering under the burden of illness or disease, for the dying, for the disabled, for those afflicted with mental illness, emotional trauma, or the burden of daily despair, for those who experience prejudice and discrimination because of their physical or psychological circumstances. We pray for the lonely and the friendless, and those upon whom the demands of life weigh heavily. May all who are experiencing suffering or despair be upheld in love, and may all those who care for others know the solidarity of community and support. Lord of life and resurrection, we remember all those who have passed before us, especially those whose anniversaries occur about this time. May the lives of all the dearly departed be held in the depths of your love, until that time when all life is joined through Christ into your eternal being. And may those who mourn and remember with sadness be upheld by your Spirit of peace, reassured by your promise of eternal life made through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of all things, you know the depths of our hearts, all the hidden places, the secret hurts, the quiet shames, the unrealized hopes. Wholly known to you, we come before you now to offer in silence those prayers written upon our hearts. Lord of light and life, we offer all these prayers spoken and unspoken, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.